I'm not saying that we won't consider it. What I'm saying is we'll have to look to see if the steps are in place before we can consider doing that as an effective measure for our students. So I hear what you're saying, that this can be a tool that our players or students can use to help them through this process. I'm not disagreeing with you with that at all. All right, and that's something that we'll look into. I think I had next one back here.
Was the kids taken into consideration, or was this at all? Because it doesn't seem like it was. Versus a set out to make an example of Jerry Smith. I believe that you guys actually have an email from him citing multiple things that has occurred in the last month with not this type of punishment. Okay, so that's the first one. Right now, you're playing with kids' futures. You have kids who are Division I prospects. You have kids who are Division II, Division III, wherever they want to go. And essentially, you have said is, Mr. Smith can't communicate with his coaching staff. He is not allowed to do football activities. So therefore, when we have scouts and you know, recruiters and everything else come in, they're missing the person who's been there for 3.5 years with them. You just opted to say, you're done with this year. So I just don't understand, hey, you want to suspend him for one game, he's been gone. You know, last year was one game. Okay, Jerry, you didn't learn the lesson. Here's 2 games, okay? But for the rest of the season, I mean, listen, I can stand beside him on the football field. Every single, I see what it does. I heard what happened. I was there. This is seems like to me a witch hunt. Okay, because the same standard is not put across for everyone. So, and again, refer to the email. Same standard, 70-0 against Poolsville. Is that unsportsmanlike, Mr. Kendro? Is that unsportsmanlike? You literally, at the beginning of the year, had a sportsmanlike period talking about ways that you need to lower the score or things that you need to do in order for it not to be unsportsmanlike. Walkersville puts up 7-0 against Poolsville. I don't see that coach getting disciplined, but Jerry Smith was last year. I understand there was a secondary issue with that, and I addressed that in my email. But right now, this is a witch hunt, and you're not taking the kids into consideration. I have a petition that's signed by over 500 people in the last 24 hours. Mean anything? No, you don't pay attention, you don't care. You got your end goal. Instead of listening to people, we're all spending time out of our day right now to be here. For you to tell us that you're not going to tell us anything. Right? So who cares more about the kids? That's what you all didn't consider. Every single one of them. And shame on you.
I'm not sure. I will say this to your comments. As an educator, I get into this business for the students. And I know I've only been here for a short while. But I am here for the students. And I know it may not seem to you like that right now. And that's fair. Okay. You bring up questions of recruiting and the impact on our students. And those are very valid concerns, especially as parents. I understand. To say that point blank, we're not here for the kids, I understand where it's coming from. I disagree, but I understand where it's coming from. I, as a principal, have a job to do, and I intend to do my job at the best of my ability. Now, to the question of recruiting, We do understand how that can have a major impact. To help in that situation, we met with Coach Perry, Coach Tillis. We met with Pat Foster, Pat is a former coach here, also coach.
Let me finish.
Former coach here, former college coach. He's in the building. Coach Perry shared with me it's very difficult for him to meet with recruiters or coaches who come in. And he agreed that it would be a good idea, Coach Tillis as well, to move back. For Matt to have to be a point person for any recruiter, and he can help in that process. As a student, as a parent, if you have any questions about the recruiting process, please reach out to Pat Foster. He is not coaching. He has agreed to help out with the recruiting process for those that seek that support.
Excuse me, I have that discussion. You know, Jerry's been doing this for my boy for the last 2 years. You don't just replace a point person in the relationships that they've built over, right? We've been working with him with the University of North Carolina and Charlotte and a number of other schools. And he came home today and I asked him, you know, are you able to talk to Jerry? He said to talk to school, but it's messing up the recruiting process for me because we've lost that interest. Bringing somebody in that hasn't been working like this for the last 2 years with the students and the college coaches doesn't do anything for us. And you know, signing day is coming up in December and then there's another one in February. How are we going to, I mean, just bringing someone in isn't going to solve that problem. It doesn't have the relationships or the time to invest it.
Just the open lines of communication with colleges that they've been used to.
So I'm looking for clarity there.
What I'm doing is just taking really good notes and listening, and what we can do in afterwards. I
should have already figured this out before you made this decision.
Okay.
So people's feelings got hurt, and that's what this is. It had nothing to do with the kids. How did this impact the kids? How did this, what he did, impact the kids?
As a side note to that, when we're doing the code of conduct on the FCPS website and your employee handbook, there is no blanket statement about how you handle disciplinary action with staff and coaches. There is nothing. It's basically like, here's a bubble of how you should act, and here's a bubble of how you should not act. But let me give you a very blunt statement. You, sir, were presented with a situation by cheerleading parents just a few weeks ago. For a cheerleading coach that was cussing at the kids directly, and for safety concerns with stunting, nothing happened to that cheerleading coach at the end of that meeting. Nothing.
And the senior,
she is a personal friend of mine, okay? So it has nothing to do with it, whether I agree she was right, wrong, or different. But the two situations are exactly the same. It was the exact same offense, and you failed to handle them even remotely in the same way. So that's why, as parents, people were sitting back saying, this is a witch hunt. Mr. Kendrew, I don't believe you ever asked the question, is 70 to nothing with walkers on pools, what was that unsportsmanlike? Because you did not answer that question directly.
He did, and that's not appropriate. That's not the point
but
of
the But it is, because it was an issue that
You're asking about a football a score.
Yes.
Does it not involve Brunswick High School? How is that
appropriate? Oh, that's right. You were a principal here last year, so you don't understand the 75 to 3 reference. So let's.
We are not here to discuss last year. We're here to discuss
now. I'm asking if it's unsportsmanlike score. I'm asking based on your policies, is that considered unsportsmanlike? It is a very simple question that you're not able to answer.
I actually think you're not giving us an opportunity to make any answers.
I'm asking
we want to hear from you, but we don't have one person finish entirely before the next person jumps in. So we're not being provided an opportunity.
Asking Mr. Kendra a direct
Ma'am,
question.
You're not even letting me finish my sentence.
Because my question wasn't directed at you.
So what I want to do is make sure, one, that we respond to the things that we can respond to tonight. The second thing is things that we need to follow up on, where if you have concerns about your kids, I'm taking notes, and we will follow up and we'll send some notes after the meeting. We can't necessarily give you answers tonight, but we need to hear your concerns tonight. What I can say is there's more context that we have that we cannot share. And unfortunately, we're gonna have to remain professional and protect confidentiality. So there's context we can't share. So many of you are operating with just part of the information.
I was standing next to them.
Sir, I apologize. I'm not gonna interrupt you, okay? You were not involved in the investigation.
I know you're not. You didn't talk to all the coaching staff.
Sir, you were not involved in the investigation that was conducted. And so I can't go into any more. I do want to give Mr. Kendra a chance to discuss the question you have about the score. We're not here about last year or the score, but I want to give him an opportunity.
Yeah, firstly, that's a good question. Managing the score is a hot topic, not only in Tyler County, but across the state. That's part of the emphasis on sportsmanship. Unfortunately, you're not going to like this answer. I'm not going to be able to get into what was done, what was not done regarding that. Was I aware of that score? Yes. Were the appropriate folks involved in looking at the situation? Yes. I can't share anything more else than that.
So was it unsportsmanlike or not? It's a yes or no question.
That was determined no, not to be unsportsmanlike.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
So, I know Mr. Schwarzenegger had identified a bunch of people to speak. I've seen your hand go up several times, and I want to just make sure you all have time before 6:30.
So, my question is, we have an athletic director who represent our school. So, my question is, with this situation, what the athletic director did about it, or he just, it happened. That's what I want to know.
To do about what?
Athletic director represents our athlete body. He's done for the school, athletes. So I want to know, with this situation, what did he do about it?
If any questions about any situation involving Coach Smith, I'm not able to answer. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because that falls under a personnel matter. Not able to discuss.
Okay.
That involved like him being suspended because I have two kids who play varsity. So that involved that him being suspended, and that involved in having effect on our kids. So if we have an athletic director and in situations like this and he can't step in for the school, so what's the problem? So something happens, one thing happens, then.
So basically, the thing is, whatever happened, we have an athletic director that's supposed to represent us as Bronsville.
Yes.
At that point, what did he do to defuse the situation? Let's say Coach Smith was mad at somebody, and he, as a representative of the school, what did he do to defuse the situation and make sure that everything was done right?
So what did Mr. Meehan do to defuse the situation? Again, you're asking the question for specifics about the situation that I'm not able to comment on. I'm sorry.
And I will say that I
know that given more information, there would be understanding. I know that. That would make everybody's lives easier. But we have rules and laws of privacy and confidentiality for a reason that I must respect and follow. And I'm sorry that I cannot answer that question or any other questions regarding any personnel matters. Now, I will say about Mr. Meehan, he has been instrumental in focus with what Coach Perry and Coach Tillis need to move forward, okay? He's been responsive to their needs. Any requests I have for him to look into, he has been doing that. He, as well as I, are available for student athletes should they need to share their concerns or talk to us, okay, as we move forward from this. But I'm sorry, I can't answer those questions.
So my question is going to come out of this article that was put in the Frederick News Post when he was appointed. Mm-hmm. And my question goes to the athletic director and Kevin Kendrick. My first question is, he stated that Brunswick is a small school, but do very well. And that's a very proud community. Meehan said, their sports are very strong for being such a small school. And I think the community rallies around that. He said he has a few weeks to be comfortable, but he will do everything to build relationships and for the success of the program. I want him to look around and look at all the parents that are here and see if that statement that he made in the article is being reflected by the parents that are sitting here, that are affected by their kids. I have a son who's potential to do D1, D2, D3, whatever. And I'm looking for it to supplement whatever I have to pay with whatever scholarship he gets. Now that's being thrown out of the window because of whatever happened. Is he, as a, the AD for the school, you know, based on what he said, looking down at me as a parent and saying, you or what? My second question goes to Mr. Kendrew. He said that he has done his research on the Brunswick community and the Brunswick Athletic Department, and he's really excited to carry on the recent continued success of the program. Whatever decision that you guys have made, you need to look as if the buck stops with you. We can't proceed further to any higher authority. I want Mr. Kendrew to answer this question. Is he, as the supervisor of the of him, looking down at the parents sitting here and saying that this taking away Coach Smith is for the continued success of this program, or is a detriment to this program?
I can speak too. I am kind of a co-supervisor of Mr. Meehan with Mr. Schwarzenegger. One thing I can say about Mr. Meehan is he's well respected by all of his colleagues, coaches here at Brunswick High School.
All his colleagues, because he advocates for his colleagues. He's not a Brunswick.
He does, we're very proud of the work that he does. He is fully invested in this community. He loves Brunswick High School, and he works his tail off every single day that he is here, which many times begins at 6:30 and ends at 10 o'clock at night. There's no other person that I would want to have leave this athletic program here at Brunswick High School.
My question was for you also. He didn't answer his question.
He needs some balance in his life.
Well, he said he will.
Not personally attacking him.
I told you, if you want to read it, if you want to, you know, give it. He stated in here, he said it's a small committee, but do very well. That's a very fast committee. And that's why I said, look at the parents, everyone sitting here and thinking, what has happened right now? Is for the benefit of the parents sitting here, or there's a different ulterior motive going on? Because none of the parents sitting here, none of everyone who's a member of the community here is happy as to what is going on here. But you stated here that you want to continue the process of making this program a success. At this point, with you guys taking Coach Smith away, that success is gone, because now I don't know how I'm going to pay for my kids tuition. And it's
I will interrupt now. I apologize. We have 30 minutes. I have notes in terms of follow-up for us. You have the director of high school, the supervisor of athletics, and I'm taking notes on what we can do to help. And I have look at doing a community circle. I have take a look at the recruitment plan. So we've been here 30 minutes. I have two action items. I want to be very respectful, but if your sole purpose in coming here was to either attack current staff or advocate for someone who is things that I just want to be very
respectful.
I would just like to ask
your
you
kids
please. I want to hear your voice, and that's why I'm asking.
Guys, take a breath.
What I just heard, I wasn't sure was respectful to Mr. Meehan. I sat here and I listened and I processed, and I'm not sure that that was respectful. He gets evaluated. I'm going to just be very transparent. He has supervisors. He gets evaluated. We are not here to discuss Mr. Meehan.
No, I asked a simple question, and I need an answer from him. I asked a simple question.
I appreciate what
and the question is based upon an article that he made a comment on. So it's not disrespecting him or anything. Don't make it look as if I'm disrespecting him now.
So I think the point, though, is with, like, I'm not saying that Mr. Meehan won't answer your question, but I think with the time that we have remaining, we want to make sure we get to all the action items we need.
So
Mr. Meehan, I'm sure he'll be happy to have a conversation with me. I know you've had a hand up here for a while.
So I am just extremely disappointed with the way that this meeting has gone, just so you know. I understand everybody wants their voices heard and everything, and I understand you wanting us to not interrupt you, and I can appreciate that wholeheartedly. However, it is very frustrating that you could have nixed half of this by going down the list of page after page that we sent in of questions already and hit every bullet point instead of saying, I'm gonna open it up to questions because that's opening it up to chaos. So you could have gone through everyone. I can't answer this, I can't answer that, I can speak to this. You should have been more prepared. When we asked for this meeting, I am very disappointed that you were not forthcoming in your process of letting us know that you were already going to be making the decision on Monday. Because there has been zero communication with anybody in this room, because it is all up there, and we have to hear it from our children. And so I would love for one of your action items, a plan in writing of how this administration will communicate better with the parents for the remainder of this season and the remainder of the senior years, on top of what is the specific plan. And if you do your due diligence, you should reach out to every single senior parent in this room and put them in contact. You should have done that way before. You should not take away Jerry's contact with these kids. You should not take away Jerry's contact with the colleges. You should allow him to continue to do his recruiting process. You won't speak to your policies, so I don't know if that's even allowed, but it's ridiculous. And for you guys to have not reached out to every parent in this room being communicative first, you're under investigation, you make your decision. You could have communicated something, anything, and it wasn't. So I don't really have any questions. I want to make sure that there's a synopsis of this meeting in writing from administration, and I wanted administration to hear me say how grossly mishandled this was with the parents. And that all if we would have had communication, this wouldn't be how it is today. I'm done. I didn't have any questions. I just wanted you to hear.
We're prepared. If the room wants us to go through the document, we can put
it in my hands. Not anymore. You opened it up to.
We did.
To not answer any of our questions.
Okay. I'm going to take personnel out of the issue specific to the game and walk us going. What did you, Kurt Meehan, and you, Principal Schwarzenegger, do to protect our children when our kicker was physically assaulted in a way during practice, during halftime? Not during a competition or a game, but he was shoulder checked, potentially knocked down. Acts of violence, which would have action during the school day in these hallways. And what was done, what actions were taken, what disciplinary actions were taken towards players from Walkersville, and her verbal insults, racist insults at our children.
Yes.
What was done to protect our children during that game and during halftime? Because those issues were brought to your attention by personnel. What did you two do to protect our children? And what actions have taken since then? What investigation has taken place into those children from walking?
Right. So when you say protect, that's a proactive thing, right? What are you doing to prevent something from happening? There are policies and procedures.
After you were told of something, what were you doing at that point to present?
So what was our reaction to these events?
Okay, what was your reaction?
So I will say that Dr. Ware, principal at Walker's Own, I have had conversations about the game. She assures me she is handling things on her end. I professionally respect her to do that. Any information about student discipline or staff discipline, that's information that neither you or I are privy to, as it's another school.
The general question.
In regards to
about specific children, I was asking about the
right. My answer is that I've had a conversation with Dr. Ware, and she assures me she is handling her students, her staff on her.
This conversation is after the game. Nothing was done during the game, is what you're saying.
That is correct. It's after the game. During the game, and Mr. Kendra, you can correct. During the game is in the hands of the officials. Okay.
I'm half-time. When someone is practicing kicking
The players on the field are within the supervision and the hands of the officials. They're tasked with that part of it.
And you bring it to the attention of the officials?
I can jump in. I was at the game for Walkersville. I try my best to keep an eye on what's happening in front of me. I did not see Sam get shoulder checked.
Multiple times.
I know. I believe you. I just did not see it myself. I don't know if I was in the restroom at halftime or what. I do my best to keep an eye on things. If I feel like our kids are in danger, that's a role that I have, and I can step in and work with someone to address that. I did not see that.
So it was brought to your attention?
Just now.
It was not brought to your attention during the game?
No.
Of what occurred?
Correct.
I will also say that I have spoken to several student players. Nobody has brought to my attention any racial language that was used. If that's the case, have them speak to me. We have a process for that, and we will go through that process.
Yeah, you have staff members that have heard that.
They didn't report it to me.
Children.
They didn't report it to me, and quite frankly, staff members know what the process is to report that kind of stuff. So if they heard it and they didn't report it, then that's on them.
One of the things we can do is follow up with the team on that issue.
I need information. I need statements as to what was said and who heard it. That's the first step.
Can you meet with our children?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
To look into that.
Yeah.
As a team.
I added as a list item for me that we're going to discuss a plan regarding the Walkersville game and what occurred and get the team together and get statements. And if there was racial or inappropriate language, additional consequences would occur for the students at Walkersville in collaboration with the principal of Walkersville. But we do have to get the statements and facts before we can go further, but we will do that.
Is the general public concerned at Walkersville of a toxic culture with that team and that coach?
And I also supervise...
One example was a player hitting another player in the face with a helmet. Another example was after our game, a player from Walkersville causing over $1,000 worth of damage to the Walkersville school. I can go on about other examples that were given to me by.
Understood, but that's not the purview of this meeting. That's the problem.
I'm asking you to look into it and investigate. That's something to do with the help staff.
Well, what I can do is Mr. Kendrow and I can follow up on the concerns with Walkersville. Mr. Schwarzenegger can handle Brunswick. But we do supervise all of the athletic programs, and so I can follow up. If there's a concern about their behavior, that we can follow up on.
And just to finish, as a parent of a child who has had a five-year relationship with this coach, been coached by him for 4 years plus, it's very concerning to me for his future in sports, as well as a mentor to my child, as a teacher to my child, that you guys went to them one Monday morning and said he would no longer be your coach for an indefinite amount of time, and now he's gone. And we were informed for children, by the way. So, I think it might be taken for the next time. There's a personal vendetta.
I think there's been a lot of trust broken between administration, central office.
Oh, you think so?
So before you start pulling our kids to have conversations with them, I would ask that you ensure that there's an adult, a trusted adult with them.
Preferably a parent.
Before you start any sort of approach, community circle, that there are trusted adults in those circles for our children to maintain their emotional safety, because that's been so broken twice now in 2 years, plus all the other stuff that's happened. I would not want you meeting with my kid one-on-one without a trusted adult with him. I know he's almost 18. I get that, and he's well with him to say whatever he needs to say. But I, as a mom, still have to protect my kid, and I don't trust any of you guys to meet my kid this way.
And I'm sure their trust is gone.
Absolutely. But I don't trust you guys to do what's right by my kid. And so before you do that, please make sure there's a trusted adult with each one of those children as you meet with them about any of this.
If we have to meet with any player about any of what we're talking about, I mean, if it's something outside of football, right, we do have the ability to meet with students individually, but I will respect the request, and I'm sure some of you feel similarly, and make sure that we have that conversation with you before we have that conversation with your player to make sure you're comfortable with whatever the situation is. That's reasonable.
Because I think therapy, there's repercussions that they say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they feel very intimidated.
And some of these kids have a lot of anxiety.
We have really good kids.
Yeah,
we follow the rules.
And, you know, I recognize that there are, and I've said this to them, that there are feelings and emotions, and we get it. And I have offered to them, I have met with some, you know, I understand that sometimes they don't want to be totally forthcoming. I totally understand that and get that. That's why counselors are also available. But if for some reason we need to meet with your child and it's something regarding football, we will honor that request and reach out to you before we have that conversation. And make sure you're comfortable with whatever the step is.
Why is Jerry not allowed to contact the kids? So again, I'm sorry. I want to focus. We have 15 minutes.
No, I just want to know because.
So there was a question that I do want to speak to because there was a misunderstanding. When I met with the players last week, what I said to them was, out of request for Coach Jerry, please do not talk to him about the situation. And so the why did I tell them not to talk to him is, the answer is within that statement. Out of respect for Coach Smith, please do not talk to him about the situation. I did not say, do not talk to him at all. He's a teacher. Part of his job is to talk to students. So I want to be very clear about what was communicated.
But his relationship isn't the same. Literally, he peeks out and says, hey, and that's it.
And this comes from my daughter. It's not even the football.
Like
she said, I'm sure that every day Jerry Cook's
attention.
He has been a shell of himself. And that's not good for him, for what? And it's not good for our children. And the whole Pat Foster thing, woo-hoo, that's great. Okay? My child is an introvert. Okay?
Love you, Tommy.
If it wouldn't be for Jerry Smith and a few others, my kid would not be in school right now.
Yes.
Okay? That man, for the last 2.5 years, has texted at least once, twice a week, when my son would not respond. And it wasn't about, hey, need you in school. Hey, I want you on the football field. It's, hey, how are you doing? Just because somebody got upset and their feelings got hurt, these children did not get any consideration.
Cheers.
There is 2 games left in the season. And potentially, well, 3, if you want to look at it, potentially more, would be awesome. And that was taken away from these kids. My son, for the first time in his life, is talking about college, and he got an offer. Why? Because of Jerry Smith.
Yes.
He's not going to go talk to Pat Foster. He's not going to talk to Tillis. He wrestled for Tillis. He's not, because he has that relationship with Jerry. And that was robbed of them. All 13 of them seniors was robbed because somebody's feelings got hurt. And it is uncalled for.
I tell you, the country, if they don't do your work, get off you.
About my son missing his glasses. And
I hope you really consider the situation. Just remember, no wrong. Anytime a wrong can be right. It's never too late.
It's not.
Making a list of things for us to follow up on and communicate with you. But honestly,
okay.
We're hearing the same thing over. We understand your advocacy for Coach Smith. We hear that and we understand it. That does not mean that it's going to change.
You are wrong.
So I just want to make sure that we find a path to support you. Because at the end of the day, we want to support the kids. Now, I have written a note on here around recruitment and relationships. I do understand relationships with college coaches and how those can be. So what I ask is for you to give us time to go have some conversations to see, is there a way, or is there anything we can do or not specific to that piece? I think Mr. Schwarzenegger, when he talked with the students, said, don't talk to him. It wasn't don't talk to him. He's a teacher in the building. You can talk to him. But I think it was, don't put him in a situation where you ask him about this and then it's uncomfortable, because now you're putting him in a place where he has to disclose a personnel matter or not, and that's what I think
the intent was. He's a good boy, he's a good comment. I mean, he's not stupid. And so, he doesn't want to lose his job.
Right, and so I think that that was what the intent was, that we just don't want to put him in an uncomfortable position. But the kids at school, he's a teacher here, they want to talk to him and nurture that relationship during the day they can.
So,
I see a couple of other hands.
So you're talking about recruitment and stuff like that, that's
what
coaches.
What I'm going to do is follow up with information on the recruitment piece. I'm not making any promises, okay? But I want to follow up on that. We have about 9 minutes. I know there's a couple of other hands, and then I do want to say, Mr. Schwarzenegger did prepare in detail for this meeting, went through the emails, and has responses to the questions. But again, we wanted to hear from you. We didn't want you to sit here and just listen to him. But I do want to give him a chance to hit some of the highlights.
I think back there and
so just the last thing I'm going to say about this, I think everybody supports Jerry Smith and supports this football program. There were a list of alternatives that were sent. I think everybody should be held responsible for their actions, but a total suspension and ripping the relationships that he's built with these kids is wrong. There's nothing that says that Jerry cannot be in the press box or be at practice or be behind the scenes helping these kids close out a season that for the most part has been successful. Because the part that you all don't see, when Mr. Howe had his heart attack, Jerry prayed with these kids. When another student's
that may have been his mistake,
and his mom was not going to be present for senior night, he moved it up. I've had conversations with Jerry about fundraising. I don't even like Jerry. Jerry will tell you that I don't like him. But you know what? They have coaches meetings at my house every Sunday morning. I fix him breakfast. And I know he's allergic to eggs and milk and cheese. And he gets on my nerves. But his heart is in the right place. And I think the issue for most parents here is that you have broken a trust. Not just with yourselves and these students. I get he was suspended. I get he called somebody a name. Sticks and stones. Okay, are we not taught that in kindergarten? Sticks and stones. What did he
not anymore.
What harm did he call these kids? And the answer is nothing. The answer is nothing. And I understand these kids learn by examples, but have you ever listened to the language that comes out of their mouth on a daily basis? I'm sure you have as an administrator. I just am asking you to look at the alternatives to get through this season. I think it's pretty clear if he applied for the job next year, he's not going to get the job. But allow these kids to finish their season with some integrity and with a coach that they trust is what we're asking. Whether that be from a distance or just at practices, at least it's showing a compromise. And clearly, administration has made some mistakes with this. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't want you to leave here with any misunderstanding. Coach Smith will not be the head coach through the end of the season. That's not changing. What can change is how we work together, the communication we have in terms of what your child needs moving forward from me, Mr. Meehan, or the coaching staff. What things we can put in place to support them. And I'm sorry that this is not the outcome that you wanted. I know that. But it is the outcome.
It is the outcome.
And I understand, excuse me, sir.
So we'll see if Brad Smith is still on staff next year.
And I understand and hear you that we broke trust. And the only thing I ask for you, of you is to take a moment to take a step back as well.
This will probably be his last season as head coach
at Brunswick. Other people in this situation might be. As a parent, your number one job is to advocate and be there for your child. 100%. I get it. That's the point, that's the position you're coming from. I get it. I don't blame you for it. I hold no ill will towards you for any of that. At all. This position comes with very, very difficult decisions. Now I'm speaking generally. And the decision I have to make sometimes, I know, is hard, or not popular, or makes people upset. If causes students to feel pain. I get that. I understand that. None of that is lost on me. I appreciate what you've shared with me about Coach Smith. I heard it the day I got this job. The day I got this job, I was here. I know it. And I've known it. Okay? And I understand that our trust is broken. I hear you. And it may never be repaired. And I understand that. But I commit to you that I will do everything in my power to work with you to move forward, regardless of whether or not you trust me or not.
It's not going to happen if there's no trust.
I am sorry that on the communication side, I did drop the ball by not informing you the same day I informed our students. I own that, 100%.
I mean, this is a newspaper before
I heard
about it. Right. I mean, that's great. You said prophecy. And I respect of Jared. Why was that even put in the newspaper? Who put that in the newspaper?
The newspaper.
But how did they find out about it?
You tell me.
It had to be somebody in this group?
No. Tell me.
No.
So, with that being said, I am going to close this meeting, but I will stick around if anybody has any final things that they'd like to say. Again, my door, my phone is open to me. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you feel like you want to talk. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or
thanks. What's been done here not only impacts this season, but it impacts the future for athletics. Not only for this school, for every school at CPS. It put basically a stigmata on that you're going to do what you want or not going to get the answers. And I understand there's professionals that need to come behind it. But with four boys that have been in this school, two of which are still in it, an inspiring athlete that's about to come up through it, I have zero trust in this and how things will be handled. I have zero trust that this won't happen again, not to the next coach, not to the baseball coach, not to the basketball coach. And we'll be sitting here just like today getting zero answers. With that being said, I have wholeheartedly thought very long and hard with my 12-year-old that's about to come up through this school, not having him come through this school.
Yeah.
And I would move out of the district to get him somewhere else. Because I have zero trust. And you can create
it. Without trust, you can forget it.
Well, I accept.
When was the last time a coach was suspended from the program? Ice program in Bridges County.
Yeah, we have to do that.
I mean,
we're not.
I'm not asking. Just
it
has it ever happened?
Yes, it has.
Yes.
All right. Multiple times.
Are you able to disclose whether or not the athletic boosters and their petitions to fire Jerry had any impact on this decision?
So, all coaches, first of all, they don't have a contract. They have an acknowledgement of pay. It is a one-season agreement. There's no one who has a contract, there's no one who has a multi-year deal in any sport. It's a one-season acknowledgement that they will be a coach for that season for that sport. There's a supervisor, and there's a process in making decisions and evaluating coaches. That does not include boosters or feedback from families. There is a process that is different. Now, we hear your voice. I've been here, trust me, I'm taking notes, and we hear your voice. Are we able to find a middle ground? I don't know right now. I have to meet with Mr. Schwarzenegger, Mr. Kendro. We have to have some conversations. But I heard the interest, and I do understand about the seniors, and so we're going to have some conversations, and then Mr. Schwarzenegger will get back to you if we're able to do something. But I just
the answer to that question is no.
And I appreciate the support, and someone who's done hard work for the students.
Just how the school system works.
We appreciate that you are standing
how most government works.
We do.
Well, that was my
but
question.
Can I change? Can we change what we did based on that? At this point, no.
I will say we talked about that there is a process, right? There's a system-wide process.
What exactly happened? I've only got bits and pieces.
From outside groups.
Success.
And Glaze said, we will stick around.
What exactly happened? I've got bits and pieces from...
I don't even know.
Yeah.
My son got annihilated that night, so my focus is not on that.
Yeah, exactly.
He got his ass handed to him that night. I don't know what's happening with dinner. So if we could just have a lot of lasagna or something, that would be great.
Thursday?
Yeah, no, yeah, well, yeah, it's Thursday because you're going to get it.